The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And this week, we're sharing a few definitions of words and phrases you might not know. But if you're a mom like us, there's a good chance you're very familiar with these terms.
That's right. We're making our own little mama Wikipedia this week. Yesterday, we talked about what Botox brow means. And today, we're talking about the mama meltdown.
Yes, you probably already know what a kid meltdown is because most of us have been on the receiving end of one of those. A mama meltdown is almost always triggered by a high level of stress. When a mom gets so overwhelmed that she just can't handle another single thing, she's at high risk of a mama meltdown.
But when moms melt down, we don't usually fall on the floor kicking and screaming like the kids do. Well, most of us don't. You might not even notice that a mama is having a meltdown, but some of the symptoms are an intense headache, feeling like you want to cry at the drop of a hat, not being able to remember things because your brain is so full, feeling on edge or angry, snapping at your kids or husband, or having a strong urge to hide and curl up into the fetal position.
Oh, been there, done that. And it's important for husbands to know about this because if the mother of your children seems like she's having a really rough day, she might be on the verge of a full-blown mama meltdown, but you can help. We recommend a big dose of relaxing time alone.
Or a hot bubble bath and an awesome novel.
Or a fun girls' night out with her friends.
Or some house cleaning help.
Or dinner out.
Or some ice cream or chocolate. Or all of the above.
We hope you have a great day that does not include a mama meltdown. And join us back here tomorrow for more Mamas on Magic.